Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok! Hi, you folks, hold on your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Bullets in the Blizzard. Say, kids, for fun at breakfast, ask Mom to get you the cereal that speaks right up and says snap, crackle, pop when you pour on milk or cream. And wait till you taste the wonderful crisp goodness of Rice Krispies. You'll know that snap, crackle, and pop is Rice Krispies' way of telling you how crisp they are.
Try them with bananas or canned peaches. They're extra swell that way.
That's Kellogg's Rice Krispies. The lawmen of the Old West rode through a wide and dangerous country. They fought outlaws, battled the weather, and faced death often. But seldom did so many dangers come together as when United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles rode into a storm of bullets in the blizzard.
Take much more of this, Bill. My eyebrows are frozen. My nose is turning blue. I'll bet I'm carrying 50 pounds of ice on my Mackinac. I bet it's 40 below.
It's a real sidewind blizzard, partner. But we've just got to keep moving until we can find some shelter. If we stop even for a minute, we'll freeze to death.
All I hope is that them two owl hoots we're chasing are caught in the storm, too. If they are, we won't have to chase them very far.
They had a pretty good start on us. Snow's practically covered up the trail, so they must be way ahead.
Bill, look. I thought I saw a cabin up ahead.
It's hard to tell with all the snow blowing, but I think you're right, Jingles.
Buckshot spotted something. Yeah. There it is.
It's a cabin, all right, and smoke coming from the chimney. Luck's still with us, partner.
I was beginning to think we'd run out of luck for good. Oh, hold your...
Oh, Buckshot. Oh. Good boy, Buckshot. We'll find a place for you and Joker in just a minute. Go ahead, knock on the door, Jingle.
I'm afraid if I knock very hard, my hand will drop right off.
Get your hands up.
What? That's a fine welcome when we just barely got here after almost freezing to death in that blizzard.
Can't help it. Got to be careful after yesterday. Two men robbed me. Didn't know who they were. Ate my grub. Stole two horses. Why should I make the same mistake again? Who are you?
What was that?
My name's Hickok. This is my deputy, Jingle.
Wild Bill Hickok.
That's him, Marshal. Wild Bill Hickok.
Well, that's different.
Well, glad of that. 20 seconds more and I'll turn into a block of ice.
Come in. Shut the door. Keep out the cold. My name's Chester. Wait till I get my parka on. There's soup on the stove. I'll take care of the horses.
Billy's gone. Just like that.
He said he was going to take care of the horses. He sure moves fast.
Yeah, funny little old guy.
Said his name was Chester.
Yeah, it sounded to me like he said, Chester, wait till I get my park on. But that's kind of a funny last name, ain't
it? No, he said his name was Chester, and he was going to get his park on and take care of the horses.
Well, he said something about soup on the stove. Wait till I get these wet clothes off, I'll try some of that.
Chester said a couple of men stopped here yesterday, robbed him and stole two of his horses. You know, they could be the two bank robbers we're looking for.
Well, if they're out riding in that blizzard, they ain't going to get very far.
Got him in the barn, gave him hay and water, a couple of nice-looking horses. Take off the coat and have some soup.
Thank you, Chester. Already got my coat off, and I'd love a bowl of soup, or two, or three.
Plenty of soup, plenty no bread. The varmint's from the last sack of flour, a long way from anywhere out here. Can't get to town in the storm. How about you, Bill?
Who, me? What? Oh, yeah, I'll have some soup.
We sure appreciate you taking us in, Chester. But we have to listen kind of close to be sure, or we don't know just what you're saying.
Oh, sure. Talk too fast. Always have to do everything too fast. Try to keep busy living all by myself. Bad habit, but I can't help it. Who do you think they were, Bill?
Who does he think who was?
I think Chester means the two men that were here yesterday.
That's right. One of them tall black beard, other one short bald, took my gold dust to work out at the claim storm of grub, and two horses took off into the storm. No good varmints. Have some more soup.
Don't mind if I do, Chester.
We know who those no good varmints are, Chester.
You do?
We sure do. We're chasing them, or we were till the storm got so bad we were just trying to stay alive.
No, they was no good when they come in here. Stuck a gun in my face, took everything they could get their hands on. Where'd they go? What'd they do?
They held up the bank in Cedar Lake, shot the manager and a teller, and got away with $10,000.
And then they pistol-whipped a couple of other citizens, shot up the town, and stole two horses and took off.
Crowbait.
What's crowbait?
Two horses they stole, not worth a darn. Left them for me and took two good ones. Low-down polecats. That's a lot of money, $10,000. Yes, sir, a lot of money.
Well, we'll run them down as soon as the storm lets up a little bit. Suppose we could stay here tonight?
Of course you can stay here. Ain't got bunks. Roll your bedroll out in front of the fire. You got any snowshoes?
Snowshoes? Heck no. Bill and me ride horseback, usually.
Won't be riding tomorrow. Nobody else neither. Snow'll be drifted 12 feet deep and soft. You'll wear snowshoes. You won't go.
Now, there's an idea, Jingles. If we can't travel without snowshoes, neither can those two Jaspers we're chasing. If we can borrow snowshoes from Chester, we might just surprise him.
You mean chase them owl hoots on foot? Out in that blizzard?
Sure. The storm should be pretty well blown out by morning, and if those two bank robbers are snowed in someplace, we can just walk right up and nab them.
Oh, Bill, you make it sound so easy. Plowing around on snowshoes with weather 40 below and a couple of killers waiting to shoot our ears off. Oh, sure. Walk right up and nab him, he
said. Got plenty of snowshoes. Weather ought to be better by morning. Hope you get the dad burned varmints. Go to bed and get some sleep. Good night.
Can you tell me what this sound is?
Why, anyone knows that horses are galloping.
Sure thing. Out west you hear that sound all the time.
That's right, Slim. And I suppose you're going to say it's as familiar and good to hear as the snap, crackle, pop of Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Indeed I am. That snap, crackle, pop is a regular morning sound around a ranch house table. Why, when I hear it, I can almost taste that wonderful Rice Krispies flavor. Doggone, it makes me hungry.
Oh, there's nothing quite like Kellogg's Rice Krispies. They're the only talking cereal in the world. And the reason they talk is to tell folks how crispy they are.
Those snap, crackle, pop Rice Krispies are sure real eating. Listen, partner, I mean you are listening to this show. Why don't you ask Mom to get you a big box of Kellogg's Rice Krispies today? And then, tomorrow morning, have yourself the breakfast that sounds off to tell you how it tastes. How good it tastes. Delicious Rice Krispies.
Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Stopped by a blizzard, Wild Bill and Jingles took shelter in a trapper's cabin to wait out the storm. Much to Jingles' disgust, Bill and Chester the trapper decided that the two lawmen would have a good chance of catching the bank robbers if they continued on snowshoes.
Doggone it, Bill. You may think this blizzard's over, but it's still mighty cold and it's still snowing. Still blowing a gale.
It's a lot better than it was last night, partner, and with snowshoes, we can move right along.
Yeah, maybe you can move right along. I keep tripping over these things and falling down.
You'll get used to them pretty quick. Ooh. At least we seem to be on the right trail.
How can you tell? Snow drifted 10 feet deep all over everything. I can't see a sign of anybody ever having come this way.
There's a broken branch over there, Jingles. Back a ways, there was some horsehair caught on a thorn.
Yeah, might have known you'd find some kind of sign. I don't know how you do it, Bill. Sometimes I think you just point your nose up in the air like a bloodhound and trail in the breeze.
Sometimes you can do that, partner.
Bill, wait a minute.
Now what?
Oh, doggone it. Now help me up, Bill. Get these darn snowshoes going, and then I forget how to stop them without falling down.
There you go. Now, what'd you see?
I saw footprints. Kind of a trail even I can follow.
Where?
Right over there in the bushes.
By golly, you're right. They must have been made in the last hour. The snow would have covered them by now. Come on.
Now, just take it easy. I gotta start kind of slow so I don't trip over these things now.
Looks like somebody came down to the main trail, then went back up the hill.
Sure does. Tracks go right around those rocks.
Keep your guns ready now. No telling what we'll run into.
Don't worry, they're ready. If any shooting's gonna be done, I want to shoot first.
Careful going around those rocks, Jingle.
You don't have to tell me. Bill, look up there.
Well, what do you know? An old mine tunnel. Looks like a perfect place to hole up during a blizzard, too.
Plenty of room for a couple of horses and a couple of bank robbers. Just build a fire and wait for the storm to blow over.
Yep. Looks like the end of the trail. All right, let's go on up.
Now, wait a minute, Bill. There's a big open slope between here and there and nothing to hide behind.
Can you think of any other way to get them out?
Well, no. I just thought of another way, Bill.
Yeah, what's that?
We'll sit behind this big rock and starve them out.
The way you eat, partner, I'm afraid you'd starve first.
Wow. I don't know whether that's our bank robbers or not, but they sure ain't very friendly.
I think I'll just discourage them a little bit.
You get them?
Probably not, but they ducked back in the mine like a couple of prairie dogs diving for the hole.
Yeah, that's just fine. They've holed up in the mine, and we're holed up in the rocks. If we go out, we get shot. If we stay here in this snowstorm, we'll freeze. I ain't a bit happy.
If they start coming this way, we'll blast them.
All right. But I ain't sticking my neck out again. Them three slugs hit right where my head had been a second before. Ah, that Jasper can shoot.
Of course he can shoot. That's Wild Bill Hickok. There ain't a man in the West who can do more magic with a six-gun.
Are you sure that's Hickok down there?
Sure, I'm sure. I've seen him plenty of times. That buckskin outfit and that big bull deputy of his, Jingles. Who else could it be?
Hickok and Jingles? Ace, we ain't got a chance with them two on our side.
Oh, stop your whimpering. Maybe we got a better chance than you think.
You got a plan, Ace?
Yeah, I got a plan. And if it works, we'll never have to worry about Hickok and Jingles again. Think what a setup that'd be for a couple of gents in our business.
Quit dreaming them rose-colored pipe dreams and tell me how this fancy plan works.
You ever seen a snow avalanche?
No, I can't say as I have.
Well, I've lived in the mountains and I've seen them. The snow piles up on the slopes like it is now, any little thing can start it sliding.
Ah, so we're going to bury Hickok and his deputy in a nice soft snowdrift. Just like a couple of kids having a snowball fight.
You don't know what you're talking about. When a real big snow slide gets started, it rips out everything. Boulders, houses, trees, anything that gets in its way. And it just keeps getting bigger and bigger until it hits the bottom.
Really?
Yeah, really. That's what I'm figuring on for them two smart lawmen down below us. So let's get started.
I think the storm's letting up a little, Bill. Maybe I'm just getting numb from sitting here behind this rock.
The weather is getting better, Jingles, but not good enough. We're going to have to make some sort of a move before long or we'll freeze.
Any move we make is going to take us out from behind this big rock. And when we go out, the bullets will start flying again.
Well, we've got a few bullets, too.
Uh-oh. Now we got wolves creeping up on us. If it isn't one thing, it's six of another.
Wolves behind us, two-legged coyotes above us, and a snowstorm on top of us. You know, maybe we're in the wrong business, partner.
You don't need to seem so jolly about this whole thing, Bill. Speaking of the coyotes, there they go again.
Yeah. Hey, that's funny.
What about it?
They're not shooting at us at all.
I didn't hear any lead go over my head, but what are they shooting at?
I don't know. Let's watch. I saw one of those hit up on the slope above us.
But, Bill, there's nothing up there but a lot of snow. There's not even a bush for anything to hide behind.
That's it, Jingle. Snow.
Bill, you gone loco. You got trail fever.
No, I haven't. They're shooting up above us and trying to start a snow avalanche. Come on, let's get out of here.
And get ourselves shot?
We're better off taking a chance on a bullet than getting ourselves smashed flat by a snow slide. Now, come on, run! Start to slide. Hurry, Jingles.
I can't hurry too fast. Oh!
Jingles, get up. Come on, let me help you.
Bill, don't wait for me. Run for it, Bill!
Charlie, I had a feller tell me a real tear squeezer this morning. Why, it was...
Hold on a minute, Slim. Hold on a minute. Maybe you better explain what a tear squeezer is. I'm afraid I don't know, and maybe some of the Wranglers listening don't either.
Well, a tear squeezer's a real sad, sad story. And the one this feller told me sure topped them all. It seems that one morning while he was getting dressed, all he kept thinking about was how good that bowl of Kellogg's Rice Krispies was going to taste. So fresh and crisp and good like Kellogg's Rice Krispies always are. And before you know it, he could hardly wait to start enjoying a big heaping bowlful.
Golly, Slim, I can't see anything sad about that story. Matter of fact, it sounds downright mouthwatering.
Oh, just hang on a mite, Charlie. Uh-huh. Here's where it gets real sad-like. You see, when he took his box of Rice Krispies off on the shelf and he used to pour himself a big bowlful of those delicious puffs of rice, he found he was just plumb out of them. You know, that story was so sad that I've made up my mind never to take a chance on being out of Rice Krispies myself.
That's a good idea for all you Wranglers, too. Always make sure you got enough Kellogg's Rice Krispies in your home. Better have Mom bring home a package next time she shops. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the cereal that says snap, crackle, pop to tell you how crisp it is. While Bill Hickok and Jingles were trapped by one of the most deadly perils of the snow country, a snow avalanche started by the two bank robbers high up on the slope. As the great slide swept past the lawman, the outlaws watched it until the clouds of loose snow settled.
Well, what'd I tell you, Crunch? Ever see anything like that before?
I sure didn't. And I'm mighty glad I wasn't under it. Why, there ain't a thing left on that slope.
Just a few bullets into the slope to get it moving, and it gets bigger and bigger.
Well, that's the end of Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles. What do we do now?
It's quit snowing. Let's saddle up and start moving. I'd like to get as far away from Cedar Lake as possible with the money we took out of that bank.
You suppose the horses can make it through that deep snow?
Yeah, what's the difference? We stole them from that old trapper. We'll ride them as far as they can go and then leave them. With Wild Bill Hickok out of the way for good, we ain't in too much of a hurry anyhow.
I only clawed my way out. Thought for a while I'd never make it. Gotta find Jingle. Must be here somewhere. Main part of that slide missed us, or we'd both be down the bottom smash flat. Gotta find him somehow. Just got... Hey, wait a minute. That big hump. This might be him. Wish I could dig faster. Yeah, that's him. Jingles. Jingles, you all right? Gotta get his head out. Jingles, come on, wake up. Wake up, partner.
Oh, what happened to me? Oh, ow! Bill Hickok! You got me buried in snow up to my neck. Now, what's the big idea?
Well, that's better. I thought for a minute you were never going to yell at me again.
Oh, I remember now. Sidewinder started an avalanche, and I fell down trying to run on these dad-blamed snowshoes. Then somebody blew out the lights.
That's when we got hit by the edge of the slide. We'd been hit by the middle of it, the lights never would have come on us again.
Well, thank goodness for a little luck anyhow. Now, dig me out some more, Bill. Feel like I'm in a straitjacket.
It's going to take a little time to get you excavated, Jingle. I could sure use a shovel if I had one.
Now, don't talk about me like I'm a project, Bill. Just dig my arms loose and maybe I can wiggle out.
Hey, wait a minute.
Now what?
I hear horses way off.
Nah, I don't hear nothing.
You will pretty soon. They're coming this way.
Bill, the only people with horses around here are those bank robbers. Now dig me out far enough so I can get to my guns, will you?
All right. Keep your eyes open while I dig. Somebody's riding up that hill.
Well, how'd they get down the hill? They were up above us in that mine.
We were buried quite a while. They had plenty of chance to ride off.
Hello there!
Bill, it's Chester. You know, the funny little old trapper.
Well, what do you know? And leading Buckshot and Joke.
Howdy, Chester!
Howdy yourselves, howdy. Ho there. Thought you might have trouble. Brought your horses. Couldn't stand it any longer. Saddled up as soon as it stopped snowing. What happened to you?
We caught them two bank robbers, and then they caught us with an avalanche. Help Bill finish digging me out, will you?
Oh, must have been plenty of snow to cover you up in the first place. What happened to the no good bank robbing varmint? You hungry?
Of course I'm hungry. I'm always hungry, and I don't know what happened to the bank robbers, but they must have hightailed it out of here, or they'd be shooting at us by now. And there was plenty of snow to cover me and have lots of it left over, and you almost got me talking like you talk, Chester.
How you coming, partner?
Oh, I think I can wiggle out all right now.
Those two started on down the trail on horseback. We won't have any trouble following them in the snow. Let's hit the saddle and ride.
I'm ready, Bill. I got a real score to settle with those two.
So have I. Stole my gold and grub and took my horses. No good sidewinder. I'd like to catch them, too. Wait till I get my horse. I'll go with you.
Closer, Jingles. Those tracks are fresher and fresher.
Yeah, well, we can't find them too soon to suit me.
Can't hide a trail in this snow. We're moving a lot faster than they are. Always wanted to see you and Jingles in action, Wild Bill. How long till we catch them, you reckon?
We've caught them already, Chester. There they are, just going over the ridge ahead of us.
By golly, you're right.
They're going down the other side, Jingles. Up there, Buckshot!
Move, Joker. I know the snow's deep, but let's get going.
That burn crowbait that left me for a horse. Move, you lop-eared critter. I can get off and walk faster than this. Wait for me!
Watch them when we hit the top, Jingles, as they may be waiting for us up there.
I hope they are. I've had just about enough trouble with these jaspers.
Well, here's the top. Whoa, Buckshot. Whoa,
whoa, Joker, whoa.
There they are. Right down there in those rocks.
Watch it, Bill. Take that, you coyotes! You stick your heads out again, Bill will blow all four of your ears off.
Throw down your guns and come out of there.
They don't want to come out. Hold up in them rocks right down the slope. Don't think you can hit them. They can hold out all day.
Maybe they can or maybe they can't. Throw down your guns and come out walking right up the slope with your hands in the air.
You talk mighty tough, Hickok. You want us? Come down the slope after us.
Bill, we can't do that.
We don't have to, Jingles. Look at all those tons and tons of snow piled up between us and where they are down there.
By golly, you're right, Bill, and I know just what you're thinking.
So do I. Just start a little slide up here, and it'll be bigger than a mountain when it hits them. Turnabout's fair play, and you got them where they had you. What are you waiting for?
Nothing. Do like Bill said. Come out with your hands up, or I'll take a run and jump in this snowdrift and start the biggest avalanche that ever slid down the western side of the Rocky Mountains.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Andy and I'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, have a good weekend.
And incidentally, we got a humdinger of a show for you. Wild Bill and Jingles feel the sting of Rawhide Whip.
So long, kids.
See you Monday.
Say, why not choose variety for tomorrow? Yes, ask Mom to get you Kellogg's Variety Pack. There are 10 generous servings, 10 fresh-packed-to-you individual servings of your favorite Kellogg's cereals in Kellogg's Variety Pack. Why, there's Kellogg's Corn Flakes, there's Rice Krispies, and Sugar Frosted Flakes or Sugar Pops, and many other delicious kinds, too. Tomorrow, have the Tuesday special Kellogg's Variety Pack with 10 delicious individual servings of Kellogg's cereals to choose from. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Ken Christie, Leo Curley, and Jimmy Eagles. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Oran. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of...
What?